What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Yes, I was muted. My apologies here. I wasn't paying attention. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. This was tried before, all this transgenderism and then inflation and all that. And what happened was the people that were being affected, they ended up electing some guy with a little mustache, and they ended up dressing up in Hugo Boss uniforms and black boots marching down the street.
Yeah.
And I'm not advocating that, but I'm just saying.
No, I'm not either. I have some Nazi regalia that were war prizes taken by my family who fought in World War II, but I'm smart enough to know not to wear them outside.
Yeah, a little story. I had an aunt who co-owned an army surplus store with this Jewish man. He was really nice, too. And anyhow, but he was always about making a buck, and
nothing wrong with that.
These people came in with a footlocker of, war booty, and inside was also a big Nazi flag, a huge one.
Yeah.
That he had brought back with him, And so he put it in his window, in his store window, and an FBI came in to talk to him. He says he was reported for being a Nazi. He says, I'm just a Jewish man trying to make a living.
Yeah, that was kind of a reckless thing for him to do. And, hopefully the authorities apologized to him. Here's the funny thing. For Adolf Hitler, to me, the ideal punishment for wrecking his country would be historical anonymity. And instead, you've got Israel and all the propagandists. They're keeping his memory alive, which I'm sure, Adolf Hitler wanted to be remembered for 1,000 years. And, the Israelis are helping him do it.
Yeah, well, then they can take that template and then apply it to the Ukraine. And those are kosher Nazis over there. They're okay. That's what Jonathan Greenblatt essentially said, that they're not going after Jews, so we don't have a problem with those Nazis.
Well, okay. Nice to know where the priorities lie here. I do know that Zelensky was photographed with one of his bodyguards who was wearing a Nazi emblem indicative of Hitler's personal bodyguard. That has now been removed. I mean, the photo. They say, well, that was a mistake here.
Yeah. Hey, before I go here, it's just crazy, though. This is child abuse, and now we have the courts that are siding with the child abusers. And the medical establishment, as you said, every facet of our society has been corrupted.
It really has. I mean, Hippocrates had that statement. It's supposed to be the first thing doctors think of. First of all, do no harm.
Well, that's a lot of harm there. You mess with someone's, growth and development.
Yeah, I mean, it's a one-way trip. Once you get rid of those goodies, you don't get them back.
If anything, I grew up during the era where, if you're like that, you got a lot of harassment. Maybe that wasn't right, But leave them alone. That was pretty much in the 80s. That was in the 90s. And now it's part of the school curriculum.
Yeah.
It's like football and art and transgenderism.
Yeah.
I don't know. How bad can it get? They're going to start throwing parents in prison.
I didn't think it would ever get this bad. And, no matter how cynical I get, I just can't keep up.
And the whole thing is the courts. Because when you got the power of the state, in your hands, you can do whatever you want. And they're taking advantage of it.
Now, that's not the way it's supposed to work in the United States.
Well, I know it's not the way it's supposed to work. That's how it is. And it's also funny how Ursula von der Leyen, you know, the cast iron witch over there in the EU.
Yeah.
She's calling the referendums a sham, sham referendum to the Donbass. So, you know, it must be voting is a threat to their democracy.
Yeah, voting is a threat to their democracy. I love that one. And, you know, the voting has started in the four regions, and so far it looks like it's going to be a landslide.
Yeah, and one side shelling you and killing you, that kind of guarantees that you're not going to vote for that side.
Yeah, that would affect my voting opinion as well.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go ahead and go. So far in the last couple of weeks, you know, we talked about, you know, viruses, and then we talked about another topic. And so, if Paul in California put out the bat signal, if he wants to call up about flat Earth, it'd really be interesting to see how he pitches that. You know,
I'm really getting fed up with flat Earth. No such thing as a virus. No plane at the Pentagon. The Apollo landings were faked, and you know, Bigfoot is, you know, the power behind Joe Biden and whatever else they're going to come up with.
Yeah, there's a couple of storms down the Atlantic, and they're all spinning counterclockwise.
Yep.
Yep, they are. So I don't know how that happens.
Coriolis effect.
Yes, it is. And anyhow, you have a good weekend. Say hi to Claire.
I certainly will. She's just okay. Across, I don't know where she is, actually. All right, well, thank you very much for the phone call, and we are going to go to Francis in North Carolina. Hello, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, young man. What's on
thank
my
you
mind?
For saying that. Thank you for saying that.
I thought you could use a good laugh.
Yeah.
especially in this world of idiocy where it's like unimaginable. I'll put it this way. Labor Day weekend, I was in Atlanta for Dragon Con, which is a science fiction fantasy convention.
Yes.
And it's like taking a tenth of the size of Manhattan and inserting it into downtown Atlanta. And anything you could possibly imagine, you will find there.
Okay.
At the convention. It's a very family-oriented convention, don't get me wrong. But you still have, for young folks, blah, 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 so forth and so on, media artists, you name it, and so forth. And I can stand that kind of sanity, even though some people probably view it as insanity. Well, I have a strange perception of that because there I found sanity. When I come out into the so-called real world, it's like, who, not only let the dogs out, but who sent the cats scurrying up the trees? Because when you start viewing parents as child abuse just because they do not go for their 10-year-old kid, well, you get the picture.
Yes.
I'm like, well, let me ask you this then. How much are the judges getting paid off to advocate this kind of crap to start with? I mean, that kind of thing, unless I'm mistaken, it's like, what, 10 grand? For operation or whatever the case is, or surgery?
Well, I don't know what the prices are, but I imagine it's probably very, very expensive stuff.
Oh, I don't doubt that a bit. But the problem is, where's the money coming from for this thing? Who's paying the attorneys? Who's paying the judges off? And the medical so-called medical profession personnel that are saying, well, your kid needs this, your kid needs that. Excuse me, not to mention the teachers? And the public school system? I'm like,
well, money is probably a part of it. I mean, that's what Vanderbilt said. You know, we're doing this to make gobs of money here. But, you know, a lot of it is ideologically driven. And as I said, this mindset of trying to make the whole world the way we live ourselves, you know, it's bordering on fanaticism.
Well, you can say it's bordering on fanaticism, but it's also bordering on genocide. I mean, once it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah, that's true.
So, and what's the child going to do? Commit suicide?
Well, it's been happening a lot.
Who's going to be catching the blame for the kid committing suicide. And everybody's going to say, well, this person said this, this person said that, and so forth, and blame it on who knows what. You know, blame it on little green apples?
I
don't think so. So the only thing I can say to people is use your head for something more than a hat rack for crying out loud. You, let the child, your child that you gave birth to, Mom, and Dad, you had a role in that procedure for that matter. Let that child hit their puberty age, whatever that is, was 18, 21, whatever, and then let them figure out which way they're going. Meanwhile, don't steal the innocence. You're an idiot if you do. And you're showing your disrespect for what the Creator gave you to start with. So enough of the BS. I've had it with this. Anyway, have a great weekend. Don't forget, I'll have lime, coconut, and pineapple in my Corona. And big hug to Claire.
Definitely, yes, on that hug. You know, that's something I like to do. All right. Well, listen, Francis, we're going to let you go, and we're going to go to Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura. Welcome to the show. What's
Hi,
on
Mike.
Your mind? Hi.
Hi, Mike. I was just going to say, I had the same quandary one time. I was going into a court proceeding, and they were had two police officers patting down everybody going into the courtroom. So I summed it up. There was a male police officer, and there was a female police officer who I knew was a lesbian. I thought, okay, I'm going to the male. I went to the male police officers. And she, my friend Mary was with me, and she said, she went to the female police officer. And later on, that lesbian, oh, I got to pat down Laura's friend Mary. I got to pat down Laura's friend Mary. I was so mad. I was glad I picked the male officer.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Right. So, okay, I love them calling the referendum in Ukraine a sham. Like, we don't have a sham here. Come on.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's the message. You know, all those elections are illegitimate, they're fake, they're rigged, but you can believe the 2020 election was honest and Joe Biden is the legal president.
Oh, absolutely. I believe it totally, huh?
Yeah.
Another thing. I know like I keep saying we're the climate emergency. I'd like to know what the emergency is.
They need more money. That's the emergency.
Yeah. That's his new thing, climate emergency.
Yep.
Instead of global warming.
Well, they're trying to sell that this is an urgent crisis and something must be done right now, you know. And,
that's right.
it really is one of the biggest, you know, hoaxes pulled on the people of planet Earth.
I mean, maybe the left are that stupid to fall for it. Our side's not going to fall for that.
Nope.
Climate emergency.
Well, you know, liberals like to have a cause, you know. They feel their role in life is to be out there lecturing everybody else about how to make the world better, which in and of itself is a noble ideal. But then they'll just grab onto a soundbite and they'll say, we've got to save the baby seals and we've got to stop global warming. You know, and they don't go through the process of actually seeing what or if there is a problem.
And that's where the women come in. That's why they have so many women on the Democratic side. They like that emotional stuff.
Yeah, sadly.
The seals, you know?
Yeah, they, you know, it definitely, it's the liberal arguments are always emotional. There's no logic, facts, or anything. It's how, you know, we feel that we, you know, we're being oppressed because we can't abort our baby on the day of the birth.
Right. Well, that's really sick.
Yeah.
Birthday abortion is horrible. It's horrible.
It really is. And again, all of this brouhaha could be avoided just by using condoms, you know, which is also going to protect you from sexually transmitted diseases, which the CDC has declared is the new public health emergency.
That's right. Okay, Mike, I'll let you go. Get the other callers.
All right, I will. The lines are open, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Joshua in New York. Hello, Joshua. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, there's a lot of raping going on, so a lot of justice. Be happening very soon. Well, not very soon. It'll be a little bit longer than that, but I guess you need peace for the peace between war and justice.
Okay, Josh, I'm having a hard time hearing you. Could you maybe get your mouth?
Yeah, funny. I'll see. Anyways, other than that, what do you know about the whole birthing underneath the water, like when a mother gives birth to the child and she gives birth like in a warm bathtub?
Well, yeah, it does seem to be less traumatic for the baby. And, you know, humans, when they were evolving, went through an aquatic phase. And the evidence of that is how babies can instinctively swim and the shape of our nose. We're the only ape that has a nose that's designed to keep water out from the sinuses, along with that layer of adipose tissue for our extra insulation. So at some point, coming out of Africa, you know, maybe crossing over to Asia, our ancestors spent a lot of time in the water, and it did change us.
So if we all naturally can swim, what do you think? So it has to be psychological, the whole people that don't know how to swim?
Well, the research that's been done on it, it shows that newborn babies will instinctively swim when put in water, but for some reason they forget it in the first year or two of their lives and have to be retrained.
Okay, and that's why some people think the whole myth of just throwing someone in the water for the first time, they'll learn how to swim naturally or something, probably came from.
Well, I don't agree with that. I mean, you don't want to traumatize them. You know, just get in there with them and just, you know, gently get them used to the idea of being in water. The first thing you teach them is to float, okay? And then you say, see, you can't actually sink, so have fun.
And when in babies, the reason might also be that they're baby fat filled. You know what I mean? They don't have muscles, so it's easier for them to float. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. The more adipose tissue you have, the more you float here. And I noticed, you know, when I went through my major weight loss here, I could tell I was not as buoyant in the water as I had been previously.
You weren't a bobbin pin anymore?
I'm sorry?
You weren't one of those bobbin pins or whatever anymore?
No, I wasn't a bobber. Nope.
We couldn't put paint you orange real quick and just have you just float out there for a couple hours? A little light on your head?
Yeah, white and red, and use me to fish for Megalodon.
Okay, there you go. All right, that might work. But, yeah, so I was just calling because I was wondering about the whole the baby thing, because I know over in Russia or whatever, they're doing that, and then also, like, they keep the baby with the mother after that for, like, 8 hours after the baby was born and not give them to anybody else, right?
Well, because the imprinting process, and but, yeah, the water delivery of babies does seem to be far less traumatic on the baby.
Yep, that, and then continuing with the mother holding them and not being jabbed with needles on a cold, you know, table by strangers and, you know, manhandled and everything, and I think that matters a lot. So I wonder what, you know, we should try that over here. You know what I mean? If it's obviously not a harmless child
I'm pretty sure that there are some clinics here in the U.S. that actually do that because, again, they've had such success with it elsewhere. Anyway, Joshua, I'm going to let you go. Thank you very much for the phone call. And we're going to go to Layla in Canada. And Layla, I'm going to have to take you through the next commercial break, so I apologize for the coming interruption. What's on your mind today?
Yes, on the subject of Hitler, nobody can afford to let him go, especially not the Zionists. I still think that Hitler may, I mean, I sometimes wonder if Hitler was a tool of the Zionists. The fact that his body or his remains were never recovered has always made me very suspicious. But they need him the way someone needs a boogeyman. In the old days, when parents were trying to frighten their children, you'll be punished by the boogeyman.
Yep.
Hitler is needed not only to make the world feel guilty, the Western world feel guilty, the Christian world feel guilty. But
I don't feel guilty. It all happened before I was born. I'm not to blame.
But even if I were around and I had been a Christian...
Layla, hold on. I'm going to put you on hold. Do not hang up, and we'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Working two jobs has never seemed to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her, walk on.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Layla in Canada. And Layla, if you could just sort of pick up where you left off.
Yes, I was saying that considering what Germany went through and why that gave rise to Hitler, if I had been a Christian German living at the time that Hitler was ruling, I very likely would have supported him, because what the Jewish elite did to Germany was an obscenity. I mean, they utterly destroyed, much like we complain today, they're running our government, they're running the news media, they're running all the instruments of communication, they control the educational system, they're dictating to our elected officials, they're buying them off, judges, the judicial system has been ruined. The same thing happened in Germany. They tried to do it in Russia, but they were driven out of Russia. So then Germany welcomed them, and they paid Germany back by doing what they did. So eventually, that gave rise to Hitler. Now, whether Hitler, he did, as we know, encourage and help German Jews go to Palestine by giving them money. He was trying to get rid of
them,
just like the Russians tried to get rid of the Jews in Russia. And so it's wherever they go, they give rise to problems. So let us, instead of succumbing to their intimidation of, oh, big bad Hitler, let's just not respond to it. And this fraudulent story about Anne Frank's diary, which was written in ballpoint ink.
Yep.
Let's stop being intimidated and psychologically harassed by the Zionists. It's enough. They've robbed us. They've destroyed our Christian culture. They've destroyed our moral values. They've destroyed our educational system. Let's not let them win all the way. Let's really stand up and declare ourselves, if we're not religious Christians, at least that we believe in the principles that Christianity teaches, and that we reject the primitive, primordial concepts of the extreme tribalism that they practice. It's just, that is, again, to tell everyone else you cannot be a nationalist, but hey, we can be tribalist. That's simply unacceptable. I don't know why we've allowed ourselves to be browbeaten to this point. Now, I had hoped that Jews would come to their senses and know that they are just one of us and we accept them as one of us, but not as long as they hold themselves aloof. In deference to David Duke, whom I never really opposed him. I lived in New Orleans at a time when his name was considered a very negative thing because he was associated with the Ku Klux Klan. And, of course, the blacks were very powerful in New Orleans. They were like 95% of the population. So I just had a negative impression of him. After hearing him talk, I have to say I'm actually on other shows and on other RBN shows, I have to say I'm very impressed with him. And I certainly hope
we had him on
back.
This show, and I was very impressed with him.
Yes, I've never, when I was in New Orleans, I never listened to him because none of us in the news media would give him the time of day. He was just, I heard the interview that he did with Peter Jennings, and I have to tell you, Peter Jennings was an outrageous bully. There's a Canadian who benefited from American media who became a superstar, and he was absolutely, he was ridiculing and completely trying to trip up David Duke, but he was so slick. Even as a 26-year-old, David Duke was really sharp. I never heard him until recently when he was invited onto RBN, and I listened and I thought, this is after I had initially questioned the wisdom. I hope I didn't object to him. I think I questioned the wisdom of turning away some people who might have the same negative impression I had. I think everything that he has said has come true. What he said to Peter Jennings in that interview way back, I think it was on Slattery Show, I can't remember which RBN host played it, but everything that David Duke predicted when he was 26 years old, and he's now, what, 72?
Yes.
Guess what? It's all come true. Everything he said would happen did happen. So if I've ever said anything negative about him, I owe him an apology. And I only regret that I didn't get to know him when I was in New Orleans, when I was in Louisiana. But anyway, thank you for allowing me to say that. And may I just make one more comment? I felt really bad yesterday about the way our call ended. Whenever you and I disagree, I feel bad as though I've argued with a family member.
Well, thank you. I'll take that part as a compliment. And, you know, apologies not necessary. We had differing points of view. And, you know, I thank you for the apology, and I accept it. And we're coming up on a commercial break anyway, so thank you very much, and, you know, I hope you have a really good weekend, and thank you for the call.
You too. Take care. Bye.
All right. I certainly will. All right. We're going to have another commercial break here. We've got callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Barron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
Welcome back to our show here. We've got a few phone lines open, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. When I come across any cave paintings of the indigenous people hunting cockroaches, you're getting a copy of it.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was really funny. I almost choked on my beer. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I called to talk about
when the foam
gender
comes out of your nostrils, I'll know I've done it right. Okay.
Oh, it burns. So this gender thing, I mean, one of the obvious things that we always overlook with this is population control.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Gay men and not to have children, and gay women.
Well, yeah, actually, they can. You know, they can adopt, you know, or yep. There have been gay men who married women and had children by them, and then took off afterwards. And for the lesbians, there's artificial insemination.
Yes, but
yep.
Now you throw into the mix.
I volunteered, but they turned me down.
That'd be a great experiment. I'd be willing to volunteer for that as well.
Ah, okay.
So you throw into the mix now that, hey, you can change your gender. Well, when you do that, you're never having children, ever.
Yeah, but that's a very inefficient way of going about it, as opposed to, you know, mandatory shots that are supposed to cure a disease that was manufactured in a lab and turns out to do something else. I mean, there was a big scandal some years ago where the World Health Organization was handing out free typhus shots in Africa. And the patients were told they needed three shots over a multi-month period. And normally the typhus shot is one shot and done. So some African scientists got a hold of the vaccine being handed out by the World Health Organization and found out that what it really did was trick women's body into responding to a pregnancy as if it was an infection, which would trigger a miscarriage.
Yes.
Yep.
That's exactly what would happen.
Yep.
What's the day after pill?
Yeah, that's exactly what that is.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, there we are. There we are. So, but like you said, I mean, it's not, I don't think it's like as big a thing as some people would like to make it out to be, for two reasons. Because number one, it does two things all at once. It's population control and it makes money.
Yeah, that's the biggie. Yeah.
And from that money, there's taxes collected.
Yes.
So that these governments can install even more woke ideologies. Like, where does it end, Mike? You know, have you ever watched Dope Sick?
I've heard of it, but no, I haven't seen it yet.
It's about OxyContin and the Sacklers in Purdue.
Yes.
Pharmacy, right? I mean, there's a classic example. You would think that right at the beginning of this series, that all these people wanted to do was just to end people's pain. You know? But realistically, what they actually did was created a bunch of addicts and killed a bunch of people. Like almost a million people have died from you know, this OxyContin stuff. And
well, remember, an addict is a loyal customer. You know, and now that the opioids have come and gone, the new one is Adderall.
Adderall.
Getting everybody hooked on that.
Yeah, well, so there's always going to be, you know, this money element. And then, of course, control. And population control. Any type of control, whether it be population control, control over resources. It's always, there's always the power in there, too. So you got money and power.
Yes.
And as soon as you have both of them, you know you've just hit the winning jackpot.
Well, if you get one of them, you will get the other. I mean, money is tokenized power.
Yeah. It's like a science. Science is for sale now.
Yes.
To the highest bidder.
Yeah, the golden rule of science. Whoever has the gold decides the science.
You got it, Mike. I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, thank you. And we're going to go to Steve in West Virginia. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I just got a couple things for you. Listen, I don't know if you've been paying attention to Twitter or any of that stuff, but just in the last few hours, there's people on there retweeting a bunch of video where it looks like they're mobilizing British forces for something. It's a lot of troops. You know, it looks like a couple thousand at least, and they're boarding some planes, and there's some other...
2,000 isn't a lot of troops there, but I'm looking at Twitter, and I'm not seeing any of it. I'll do a search of Twitter after the radio show.
Yeah, well, the other quick thing is, and I'm wondering if you've heard about this, a lot of people online are talking about September 24th or something big. Have you heard anything about that?
Well, you know, I... heard something about that, but you know, it sounds like rumor mongering, and nobody seems to know exactly what it is that is supposed to happen. I mean, I know, you know, yesterday was the equinox, and you know, tomorrow's the 24th, so we'll see what happens.
Okay, one last question, and I'm out of here. The Queen and the royal family, isn't their name actually the Mountbattens? Isn't that what it is?
No, that's another family entirely. I forget the royal family's original name, but during World War I, they changed it to Windsor because it's a German name. And, you know, Germans were not very popular with the British people during World War I or II.
I guess what I'm getting to is a lot of these families are tied to the tribes of Dan out of Israel. Am I correct?
I really don't know. I'm not sure. Probably Layla would know more about that than I do.
Yeah, I kind of thought that maybe her or what's the other guy, Peter, down in Southern California. But as far as, I mean, everything I'm reading tells me a lot of these royals are actually Jewish. They got a lot of Jewish blood in them.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's true or not, I'm not sure.
No, I really don't know. I don't have an answer for you.
Okay. Mike, have a good weekend, buddy.
I certainly will. Same to you. And we're going to go to Pat in Fort Worth. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm asking you a question because you might remember it being a boy, too. Do you remember a magazine when you were young? It was called Highlights.
Oh, yeah. I remember that very clearly.
It was clean, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, it was. You know, I mean, our church in New Hampshire used to hand them out.
Yeah, well, I got a thing advertising it. I don't know. I think everybody has got my name that I'm rich or something, you know. And
yeah.
It started back up by the daughter of the guy who originally started it.
Yes.
And I thought, this is good. I'm going to hold this for anybody I know who has kids. And all of a sudden, I read something I didn't want to hold it for them. And they had this puzzle book in there.
Yeah.
And it said biblical puzzles, and it was put out by a person who writes for the New York Times. Well, that got my attention.
Okay.
So, on the first page, it has up to 70 spots of the puzzle, and there's only about five of them that have anything to do with the Bible.
Okay.
And they stuff like on there, and one of them, and it's Sprengensee Deutsch, remember that word?
Sprengensee Deutsch.
They left off the middle one, and that was what you're supposed to fill it in. And I'm thinking, some little kid's going to know this? And I kept on looking. It was all the craziest stuff you can imagine. I had it right here earlier. Here it is. Okay, well, if I can find my glasses and my hearing aid or whatever. Everybody else talks about.
I'm that way myself, you know. I'm getting cataract surgery starting next week, and hopefully I won't be wearing these glasses much longer.
Oh, my gosh. I know all about that.
Yep.
But anyway, it said projectile from 31 down to 43, struck down a forehead and killed him, and a puzzle that hits back down in the zero. I mean, a little kid's got to understand any of that.
Yeah, whoever put that puzzle together was obviously not thinking about the target age of the audience, and mistakes happen.
I don't know what trim the lawn has to do with Bible. Back in the day, they really had Bible puzzles, and I thought, oh,
yeah, they did. I mean, the original Highlights magazine was very religiously oriented.
Well, tell all your friends to watch out for it now. I don't know what you're up to.
Okay, I will, and thank you very much for the phone call. We've got open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good day, Mike, and have a great weekend coming up. And I'm playing a Powerball for you. I hope you play for me.
Okay.
But here, Mike, here's what I want to talk about. The first five kings of England, and they hardly spoke English, they were German kings.
Yes.
From the House of Hanover, Saxony. They were.
That
they
was
were
it, yes.
They didn't even speak. They didn't speak the language of English too much in those first kings that sat on the throne of England. Now, Mike, I just want to go back to a caller yesterday. The guy, Dustin, I think he had a dimwit way of trying to hit me. The guy will never talk about Joe Biden. He's always, for a couple of years, he was bashing Trump every other time he called your show, but you can never get this guy to say anything how he thinks Biden's doing. But here he was bashing me about the indigenous people. Mike, I think Layla Lake kind of laid it out pretty good because, Mike, yeah, those people were living in teepees, and I would like to request a movie.
Well, not all of them. Okay, Tom, not all of them. You know, as I tried to make the point. Okay, go ahead.
Mike, I would like you guys to watch a movie called Jeremiah Johnson, what a guy named
Robert Redford
was an actor.
I love that
movie. Okay, you remember how the Indians... Yeah, there was a great movie. It was called Jeremiah Johnson. I watched it as a young kid. First kind of movie, actually, that as a kid, my mother took me to a movie, and I remember, you know, sheer violence, because, you know, back in the day, that was a kind of violent movie, in a sense. But it was a really great movie. And I would like Dustin to understand that, the Native Americans, they got kind of gypped in a way, but you know what? They were fighting amongst themselves like crazy. The Apaches, the Cherokee, they couldn't stand each other, Mike.
Yes.
Let's not kid ourselves. It's like, it's the same thing was going on in Africa. The white man didn't go to Africa and say, get on the slave ship. You're going to go to America and pick cotton. It didn't work out that way. And by the way, the English were the least of the people who had slaves. The biggest slave people were the Portuguese, Mike. Okay.
Yes.
And then the Spanish, and then the English. So that was the order. The Portuguese, it was called the Triangle of Trade, and it was the Portuguese, the Spanish, and then the English. And the Dutch had a few slaves, but not very little. The Germans never owned slaves. The country of Germany never had slaves. But you never hear about that. Now, and of course, the Irish were the first slaves here, Mike, the indentured Irish slaves. They were the first slaves in the United States of America. Am I right or wrong, Mike?
Yes.
Okay, then the Irish were the actual indentured slaves. Now, what I would like to say, Mike, is you made a great point too yesterday with Layla. The Vikings were the ones that won in England too. The Vikings were the ones that actually conquered England and Scotland and Ireland, for that matter. If you ever seen the movie Braveheart, you'll remember they were going Macaulay. Well, that was talking about a Nordic god, and that was that's why they had their paint blue. It was England was conquered by the Norse. Am I right? Lying, Mike?
Well, yes, you're right. I mean, they got as far as London, and then eventually it collapsed. And I think after that, the Romans came on in, kind of scraped things out.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And you know, you and Leyland, you brought up a point. The slaves came over to ice sheets 10, 20, 30,000 years ago. So nobody was really native here, except maybe the Indians and the Caribbean islands, I guess you could say. There's, you know, tribes of Indians in those islands, believe it or not, which is kind of strange.
They are, and they probably got there by canoes. I mean, you know, when we were living in Hawaii, you know, there was always this question, you know, the early missionaries believed that God had put these people on these islands to serve the Christians. And it was utter nonsense. And, of course, since then, it's been proven archaeologically that the Pacific Islanders, the Polynesians, were crossing the Pacific Ocean, you know, hundreds of years before Columbus did his little hop across that pond.
Yes, sir, that's correct. You know, but Mike, Layla made a point that has to be acknowledged, is that the point is where the Northern Europeans came here and built these cities. The Northern Europeans are the ones that gave you all this modernization. It wasn't indigenous people. I mean, yeah, they had a great culture. There's no question about it. But you know, they were up against guns, Mike. There were bow and arrows against rifles. So who do you think was going to win that? I mean, you got to look and like Layla had brought up about wagon trains, Mike. Yeah, a lot of those little kids were getting butchered left and right. Okay, so it was both sides were crazy, but you know, Mike, in the end, you had to have somebody had to win, somebody had to lose. Good Time Charlie's going to sing the blues, and the point of the matter is, we can't allow that to happen to us, because the Northern Europeans are the ones that made this the greatest country in the world, and the founding fathers, and the way I look at it, Mike, they look a lot more like you and me than they did people from Central America. I mean,
one of my ancestors was a founding father, signed the Declaration.
Exactly. So there you go. And
yep.
We don't want to lose that deck. We don't want to lose that document, Mike. We don't want that document being torn up and ripped to
shreds. One of these days I'm going to get up to Washington, D.C. and see the actual original at the National Archives. That's on my bucket list.
Well, you don't have to hit the Powerball for that, Mike. You can hit the Fantasy Five or something, one of those smaller games.
Well, I dream big. Anyway, I want the Powerball, and then, you know, I'm going to build a really big telescope in the backyard.
I feel you, Mike. Mega Millions, I got you. But anyway, that's all I basically have to say today. I know you got another call maybe, but, yeah, I hope the guy from Jersey calls in and gives you a synopsis of how great Joe Biden is doing as president, Mike, with the inflation going off the charts right now. I tell you right now, I saw on the news, Mike, they're talking about
Well, it's not just Biden. The whole system is breaking down. And, I hate to say I told you so, but I've been talking about this for a long time. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. We've got another caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. No video games or cell phones. A house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and sticked a bone, a computer alone. Big MacDonald had a phone.
And welcome back to our show. Last segment on this Powhana Friday, and we're going to go to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike.
I wanted to point out just a couple things real quick. And one is to get to latch on to what Layla's topic was yesterday and today, and Tom, is that, for instance, with all this diversity, equity stuff, we're not allowed to have, we being European Americans, white people, to have any sort of racial identity whatsoever. Even our historical identity is being taken away from us. And, you know, I have a biracial daughter. My wife is black.
Yeah.
And I have to go to all these meetings, or I did when she was in high school, where they have celebrate, basically, equity and all that kind of thing. And they would have talking about microaggressions and stuff, and like, you're really tall. You can't say that to a black kid. Do you play basketball? That's considered a microaggression. Right.
Ah. Okay.
But they can, and they go on and on with this stuff, and I wanted to just throw up when I heard all this. But protecting my daughter, I kept my mouth shut. But you know, all this stuff, you can look at it one way. You can say, "Oh, look how horrible white people were." You can flip that around and say, "Look how almost what non-entities, what all the ancestors of all these people, all the Native Americans, Africans." You know, the sum total of their accomplishments is almost nothing. And you can say, oh, you're tearing down us, we dominate everything. Well, you know, I can celebrate, and I can't celebrate the fact that we created all these institutions, all this stuff. But it's like your ancestors were barely, they had no impact whatsoever. Not like no written language. You know, no, nothing. You know, talk about microaggressions. Well, what about or cultural appropriation? What about pants? You know, I mean, no written language, and you can turn that right around and say, well, you know, if you are celebrating or criticizing the accomplishments of my ancestors, well, what about the non-accomplishment of yours? And how it's like they had no impact whatsoever. And all these now TV shows are coming out that, you know, have them in the courts of England and all. It's just crap. You know, it's just crap. But the other thing I wanted to point out, Mike, is I happened to look yesterday. Mexico City, I think, is the largest or the second largest city in the world, is it not?
Yeah, it's
huge. With a population of 25 million. And it's, would you say it's largely a Catholic country? Would you be safe in saying that?
Yeah, that would be a good presumption.
Who do you suppose, what do you suppose the name of the mayor of Mexico City is?
I would have no idea.
I was flabbergasted to learn that it's Claudia Sheinbaum.
Okay.
There's not very many Jews in Mexico or Mexico City, but here they are, the mayor of the largest and second largest city. Yeah, money screams. Doesn't talk, it screams.
All right, well, Peter, I got to let you go. The music's playing. The show is over. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Art from Philadelphia is going to be taking the microphone tonight. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to donate. We need your help right now. Have a really safe and fun weekend. We'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
John, I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.